A reading from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. As he came near and saw the city, Jesus wept over it, saying, "If you, even you, had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace, but now they're hidden from your eyes. Indeed, the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up ramparts around you and surround you and hem you in on every side. They will crush you to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave within you one stone upon another because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God." The word of the Lord. This difficult passage from Scripture is peculiar to Luke. Some people say it was probably written after the destruction of the temple, so it was probably written 70 AD or later, but others dispute that and say it could have been written earlier because there's an echo of the Old Testament siege mentality about it, when things just go so badly wrong that there's terrible suffering for everyone. And all of us, we face our own end times sooner or later. The society we have known years ago has passed away. The church that we have known is struggling to make itself relevant to today. All of these things keep happening. But there's a very good piece there. You did not recognize the time of your visitation from God. The visitation being the judgment or salvation. We were unaware of the great divine mercy and favors bestowed upon us so often. And earlier on it says, things that make for peace. So many things we know nowadays about peace. There are courses at university about peace studies in which they highlight the need to avoid exclusion of minority groups, the exclusion of people from the economic benefits that are available, the exclusion of people on grounds of race or talents or financial status. All of these things are made known to us, but implementing policies that will remedy these discrepancies, we rather don't like. So for today, with this reading in mind, I thought I'd look at Tolstoy, who died 99 years ago tomorrow, an interesting character and no doubt known to all listeners. He was born into a wealthy family, and then when he was 16, he left his family, abandoned his Orthodox faith, and set off on fairly squandering-type living, and then eventually landed up as a military officer in the Crimean War, and after that settled back in his family estate with his wife Sonia, back in Russia. There he set himself down to writing and became quite famous and even wealthier. His books War and Peace and Anna Karenina were immediately claimed as great works and translated into many languages, and at one stage were claimed as the greatest novels ever written. However, Tolstoy was haunted always by a great uneasiness, and it was to do with his yearning to find some deeper meaning to life. He had a suspicion that the peasants who worked on his estates didn't know this inner longing, and so he set about identifying with his peasants, working with them more and more, which landed him in terrible problems. at home with his wife and family. He had 13 children who had all become accustomed to a very wealthy lifestyle. But he, his study of the Gospels led Tolstoy to fear that the Christian message had become encrusted by dogmatic rulings, by ritual and subservience to secular authority. And the true message that he saw lay in the heart of the Gospel and was found in the Sermon on the Mount, with such themes as the presence of God in each person, the counsel of voluntary poverty and resistance to evil, and the law of love for all of creation. So with this in mind, he turned over his whole estate to his children, gave away the rights to his writing, gave those to his wife. He dressed as a peasant and took to working in the fields for several hours each day. And he wrote extensively on philosophy and nonviolence and the need for civil disobedience at times. These are hard things, and yet they apply equally well in our own day when the teaching of materialism and personal individual rights to excessive amounts of money and the drive of capitalism to make a profit out of everything. These points of Tolstoy are worth pondering yet again today in these last times when we're struggling through the collapse of capitalism and trying to hang on to it, even though it's been shown to have very serious issues in its efficient working. Anyway, Tolstoy left home at the age of 82 to spend his last days alone and in silence. Of course, he got ill on the train and landed up being looked after in the station master's house, and all the people discovered who he was, so his family came to be with him, and all the people interested in his books, all the journalists, everyone was milling around him as he died. And his last words were, "To seek, and always to seek." So that perhaps is the message for us as we face last times or destruction of some point that has been important in our lives or our society. It's important that we seek and always seek these Christian principles as laid out in the Sermon on the Mount, and seek to find peace in what is happening around us. Okay, have a good day and a good week. Thank you.